American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Special Counsel Jack Smith filed a new version of an indictment against former President Donald Trump in his January 6th case following the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. Here's Fox's David Spunt.
The indictment itself, about 10 pages shorter than the original indictment from last year. So the same four core charges are included on this indictment. The reason that Donald Trump was reindicted, if you will, is because the Supreme Court came back somewhat in his favor on July 1st of this year, telling Jack Smith, the special counsel, essentially in layman's terms, you need to go back and rethink about your case before District Judge Tanya Chutkan. This was supposed to go to trial on March 4th, but it was delayed because of the Supreme Court. So while all of these four core charges stay here relating to Donald Trump, the man and the candidate, some of the officials like Jeffrey Clark, the former DOJ official, have been taken out.
Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will sit with CNN for their first joint interview on Thursday, according to the outlet. The interview, conducted by CNN's chief political correspondent and anchor Dana Bash, will air at 9 p.m. Eastern. Two workers were killed and another seriously injured in an explosion today at a Delta Airlines maintenance facility near the Atlanta airport. Delta said it was working with local authorities to investigate what happened at the wheel and brake shop. WSB-TV reported that a tire on a plane exploded. The television station cited unnamed sources. A retired naval officer and ship commander says negligence on the part of naval leadership has resulted in a serious manpower shortage. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
A lack of qualified mariners has compelled the military Sealift Command to draft a plan to remove the crews of 17 Navy support ships, resulting in a reduction of as many as 700 positions. The MSC Force Generation Reset would involve two replenishment ships, one fleet oiler, a dozen expeditionary fast transports, and two forward-deployed Navy expeditionary sea bases. They would enter an extended maintenance period and have their crews retasked to other ships in the fleet. Retired Navy Commander Kirk Lippold, who commanded the USS Cole when it was attacked by terrorists in 2000, says this is not acceptable.
This issue indicates an absolute failure by the leadership of the Military Sealift Command, and to a lesser degree, the Navy, in that they have known about these manning shortfalls literally sometimes years in advance based upon the projections and the manpower needs.
And Lippold says there needs to be accountability.
Not being able to foresee this and now suddenly having to sideline 17 ships borders on negligence to a point where senior civilian officials or admirals should be going home and political appointees fired by the Biden-Harris administration.
I'm Chad Groening.
Heads up, low shoppers. The company has scrapped some of its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, becoming the latest U.S. firm to modify such policies, according to the New York Post. Lowe's will no longer participate in surveys for the Human Rights Campaign, an advocacy group supporting transgender rights. The company will not be sponsoring or participating in community events such as parades, festivals, or fairs. The National Hurricane Center says an area of low pressure may form in the central tropical Atlantic in a few days. After that, environmental conditions appear generally favorable for some slow development this weekend into early next week. Fox Weather's Britta Merwin talks about one big reason why it's been so quiet in the Atlantic.
The problem is over the Atlantic right now, everything's warm. So there's no opportunity for that upward movement because everything is warm. We call this a temperature inversion. It actually reduces the amount of clouds, showers, and thunderstorms, the seedling to tropical systems.
Some other factors are Saharan dust and cooler water near the coast of Africa, among others. Fox Business reports the shortage of school bus drivers remains a significant challenge for many districts across the country. Some districts are forcing drivers to double up their drives, and others find themselves having to prioritize bus transportation. That's all our time for now. You can find more news online at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.